Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm not going to speak for him, but I know just demeanor and just seeing him in the locker room after the games, he wants us to win. You know, he wants to win when he's the quarterback. He wants us to win when he's not the quarterback. I think that's the main thing I would say, but I can't speak for him in terms of what's on his mind, but I do know that he's motivated and wants us to win football games.
That's T. Martin talking about Lamar Jackson. And look, if you've heard me talk about this, I've said it before, I don't think wins and losses go by quarterbacks' names, and they shouldn't. You don't play half of the game. Why are you getting the win? I feel the same way with pitchers in baseball. But if there was one cat that deserved or at least had to have that win and loss record by his name because he's had so much effect on the game, it's Lamar.
Yeah.
And you can clearly see it now. When the point spread swung, they usually say it's like 7 points to 10 points for a quarterback. The point spread went 11.5 points the other way when they ruled him out when they were facing the Texans. It's just, that's crazy. That's like you were supposed to be a double digit favorite over the Texans that week.
Mm-hmm.
And instead you were 1.5 point underdog.
Yeah.
It's incredible to me, man. Like, I do think that he has such an impact on the game that you definitely deserve to, you know, have that win and loss put up there, at least be mentioned. But he has such a huge impact, not just on the offense, but on the defense as well.
There's an impact on the whole, there's an impact on the city, honestly. I mean, that's how big his shadow is. So, I mean, it's like, because when a team doesn't do well, this is a different place. If you notice how few people are wearing purple as compared to like when they're playing well. Cars with flags on them, get people wearing purple to work.
Everything's decked out.
Everything. Now, I don't notice it. I don't see anybody wearing Ravens gear right now. See, well, you know, I did see some kids trying on jerseys. I went to Dick's to buy. What was I buying there? I don't remember. Some gym stuff. Under Armour shirts. But I saw some kids with their mom buying Ravens jerseys. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. That's like, good to see. But yeah, and he truly impacts because he impacts the team so much. It impacts the city.
Yeah, and then again, looking at just watching the games and you're seeing, like, people were like, Lamar can't win the MVP because he has Derrick Henry in the backfield and he's running for 2,000 yards. I think people would look at it now saying, maybe Lamar's a big part of the reason why he ran for 2,000 yards. You don't want to take anything away from Derrick Henry because I think he can do that in any year. I think they both help each other.
Yeah.
But to what extent are we looking at it? So I just think that some people misconstrue this and kind of get into, oh, quarterback's the most important position on the field, and that's what he has such an impact on the game. As far as I was listening to the best backup of all time, the guy with the backwards hat, that Chase Daniels. I call him the best backup quarterback of all time because he all he did was sign big contracts and never play and make money.
Yeah.
But he was talking about what it's like being a quarterback in the NFL, and at that 15-second mark when it cuts out of, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine when we thought Greg Roman was putting plays in late so Lamar couldn't change it, and then he gives it to him at the last second with 15. Then you got to get up to the line. You got to tell everybody what the play is, get up to the line, and snap the ball. You don't have time to change it if the defense is.
No.
So you want to get plays in early, and I don't know. I think he's I think you have one of the best players to ever play this game. And you see how much you miss him on a weekly basis because of, like, if he's out there, you have a shot to win every game.
Yeah. And I don't think we have to qualify it anymore by saying, I think, or possibly. He's one of the greatest players to ever played a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's all said and done, he's retired. He's going to be one of the greatest. And when they do the top 100 of all time, he's going to be very, very high on that list.
Yep. And he should be. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan.
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Ed, by the way, that was a great comeback by the Washington Capitals last night, man.
It was.
1-0
Yep.
But, yeah, fellas, I mean, Lamar has obviously been the most important part to our success here in Baltimore offensively with the Ravens. Every time that man's on the field, something amazing's going to happen. And it's obviously clear and visible that without him out there, we are a much different team. In closing, I just really hope that the rest of our offensive players can really step their game up and really level up to the amount of, you know, to Lamar's game, and it'll be exciting to have the man back.
Appreciate the phone call, Kev. Good stuff, as always. Yeah. Let's grab Daryl in Baltimore. He wants to comment. Daryl, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, man. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
All right.
Hey, nah, you know what? Lamar is like putting a round peg in a square hole, man. He just, he guy that does it because the Ravens' offensive line is not a good pass blocking line. And so every week he has to go out there and deal with that, man. And he makes the offensive line so much better. And because they're not really a pass blocking line, they're a run blocking line. The peg in a square hole, but he makes it all work because that's mainly because of him.
Yeah, the one thing I don't want to see, Daryl, and appreciate the phone call, is, you know, you get content with him being able to make plays behind a bad offensive line. And it's like, well, we can allocate money elsewhere. I don't think they would do that, but yeah. You got to keep him up. You get what I'm saying? Because he's so good at creating extra time. It's like, well, if we're not as good there, we're okay. No, protect him and see how great he can be. And even now, was it 10 touchdowns and 1 pick this year?
Mm-hmm.
Could have had more interceptions, a couple are dropped, but that goes through any year.
That's anybody, yeah. And then he'll get the ones where, you know, the receiver bounces one and it goes into somebody's hands. So
inevitably.
They even out.
But, you know, when you're looking at this team, I think getting an extension done with him or at least trying to get something done is imperative. And I think if they're going to make a move, Ed, I know they're $8 million under the cap. If you wanted to make some sort of swap and see what makes sense for another team, that's something you should look at, is trying to restructure him. And again, it's easier said than done because we don't know how much he wants or what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet it's more than what Josh Allen got.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet that.
I would bet it's going to be, yes.
And I'm a gambling man. So, well, anyway, I just, looking at the Ravens here, you know what the prognosis is if he's not playing. It's not good. They're not winning. So
if he comes back, I'm not sure they're winning right now. The defense has got to, it has to improve. I mean, if this last weekend is a glimpse of what they can be, okay. But you can have Lamar. He's not going to score 45 points a game.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what you'd have to do if you're going to give up 30 something.
You can get in at 10-7.
You can,
but I think you need the Steelers to go 10-7 and beat them twice.
Yeah, you have to count on that. I was going to say you have to count on the Steelers not winning the division.
I think the Ravens have basically one break point. And what I mean by that is the whole thing in tennis: you get your break point. You're up, add in, add out, whatever. That you have house money to play with almost. You have one loss, I think, left this year if you want to get in without basically saying you need everybody else's help. You're still going to need help.
Yeah.
But if you get two losses, I really feel like then you need other teams to do what
because you also have to look at the West. I mean, I don't think the Chargers or the Broncos are as good as we anticipated. They're good. They're still, I think they're good teams. But the Broncos barely got by the Jets. The Chargers now have two losses, right? So it's like...
Yeah, and I think you'd expect one team to come out of the North, so... It'd be really difficult.
Oh, you're
difficult. Yeah. Because that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm saying, definitely. We're going to get one. We're not getting a wild card, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying. So winning the division.
I think you have to look at the West and you're really competing against that division.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.